This is Vatican Radio. I'm Anne Schneibel. Authorities in France are dealing with the aftermath of a deadly terror attack in which three people have been detained, as well as protests and strikes that turned violent on Tuesday, injuring dozens and prompting even more arrests. The incidents have overshadowed the Euro 2016 football championships, which also saw several violent incidents. Stefan Boss has this report.
French security forces face challenges on multiple fronts, ranging from terrorism to violent street protests and the troubled European football championships, Euro 2016. French police say they have now detained three men following the killing of a French policeman and his partner on Monday in a Paris suburb. Jean-Baptiste Salvin, who was 42, and his partner, 36-year-old Jessica Schneider, were stabbed in their home. Their three-year-old son was found shocked but unharmed in Monday's incident in Magnanville. After the murders, attacker Larousse Abala pledged in an uploaded video allegiance to the Islamic State group.
Je m'adresse également aux autorités migrantes françaises. Voici l'aboutissement de votre...
In the video posted on his Facebook page, he threatens what he calls the non-believing French authorities and suggests there will be more violent surprises during the Euro 2016 championships, while also threatening President François Hollande. Abala was later shot dead by police following a standoff. The family had not been the only targets. Police said a list was found inside the house, which included rap singers, journalists, police and public personalities. In Abdallah's car, parked beside the house, police reportedly found a Quran, deemed a holy book by Muslims, a white robe, and three religious books. Yet, as the detentions were underway, police also had to deal with massive protests. Masked individuals could be seen among those throwing objects at riot police shortly after Tuesday's march against labor reforms began south of Paris. Dozens of people, including police and protesters, were injured. French police reportedly detained some 60 people in Paris alone. Student groups and unions once again marched against contested labor reforms that will make it easier for companies to hire and fire employees and increase working hours. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the French capital and across the country as unions and student groups remain angry. French unions said 1 million protesters had converged in Paris, while police offered a much lower estimate for participation of up to 80,000 people. Between the riots and terrorism, authorities still try to organize the Euro 2016 Games. But even they face challenges. Europe's governing football body, UEFA, has even threatened to disqualify Russia in case of new clashes between Russian and other fans, which already saw several injuries. UEFA also fined the Russian Football Union some 150,000 euro. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.